Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Heath and Aiden live near Pelzer, and they came across three of the largest cocoons that they'd ever seen. Really big, but not hanging. They were attached on one side. Each one was attached to a branch. And there's only one cocoon that's made that way, and that is the Cecropia moth, which is one of my favorites, and yet it's not one of the more common silk moths that we've got. They collected one, put it in a terrarium, and lo and behold, of course, a Cecropia moth emerged. Real frilly antennae, feathery antennae, told me that it was a male, and then they, you know, released it into the wild. This is one of those things that you get surprised by sometimes. You read about an animal, you don't see it very commonly, and all of a sudden, three cocoons in one place.